It's a new Queer Eye Sugars, and we've found Sasquatch. We've got a resistant bear who doesn't want to be touched, and we got a shady mama. We are recapping episode 2 of season 1. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Look into the Sasquatch eye.
Little Tenacious D for y'all.
Sasquatch is my daddy, and he's going to
Sasquatch.
I love Jack Black. I love Tenacious D. Hello, everybody.
Shout out.
I know, that's a good. It's been a long time. Were you old enough to remember Tenacious D, Charles?
No.
I watched the show on HBO before they really blew up and got the movie and everything else.
I went and saw them in concert at like Universal City years ago.
Oh, I bet that was so much fun.
It was awesome. But the show isn't about Tenacious D, but you should check it out, Jack Black. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We are recapping Queer Eye for... Well, it's just called Queer Eye now. They don't really say the straight guy anymore. Because, it's not all straight guys. Hint, hint.
Spoiler.
Teaser for later on down the road, everybody. Okay, I have... two beautiful panelists with me today. Two are handsome, pretty. I don't.
Yeah, can you,
you can
guess?
Call me beautiful.
That's okay, fine. James, just introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm James Frank.
Yes, and James wasn't here last week, but he's here now.
I was in Nolens last week, which is why I wasn't there. Here, I was there.
I'm actually recapping Southern Charm New Orleans tonight.
Me too.
I know we're doing that together.
Oh my
excited.
God!
I know.
Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned, and Charles.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Charles Connolly. I'm here. I'm sunburned. Get used to it. You can follow me at Charles Connolly on Twitter and Instagram. And I was going to boycott Instagram shoutouts because they're blatantly self-serving, but I don't care. Just follow me, okay? Thank you.
Oh my God. He's drunk, everyone.
No, I'm just sunburned. No,
he is sunburned. It looks really good. Hey, everybody. I'm Matt Marr. So let's just jump into this. Before we do, I just want to mention we do have some news this week. And we do have a segment that we are calling... Where do we gay from here?
Yes.
I will tell you, but you have to wait to find out what that's going to be. But where do we gay from here? I think there's a Celine Dion song called Where Do We Go From... You know what? I'm going to get back to you on
that. That's actually called Where Do We Gay From Here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. See, I was correct. First of all, James, we're so glad that you're here.
I'm excited for this.
Our straight man.
Yeah, I'm the straight perspective on the show.
Yeah, straight perspective. Yeah, that's
you
a good
are.
Way to put it. Sure. Yeah.
And there might be, according to some of the AfterBuzz staffers and James's wife, there might be coming down the road a little bit of our own little makeover of James. Although, I love a man in a bald head. Can I just say?
It wasn't by choice originally.
I know, but
you got to make do with what you got.
But you took it off.
Yeah.
That suits you well.
You didn't like hang on to the wisp. You just went, and it's so...
heterosexual.
Ooh. I love making out with a guy rubbing his head. You know what I mean? Sorry.
I have a thing for redheads, if that makes you...
Oh, well. Okay, well, show's done. James and I are going to leave. Y'all leave us a review. Bye. No, I'm kidding. Okay, let's jump into this show, though. Okay, so, I mean, we found Sasquatch.
Yeah,
this
we found
guy.
Him.
I mean, his name's Neil, and Neil is one hairy dude.
Yeah, he's really hairy. He is really opposed to being touched.
Like, big time.
Yeah, big time. And that's just, like... is an indicator to the wall he's built up. We'll talk about that a little later. Well, can we talk about now the walls?
Let's talk about the walls.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I mean, the first indicator that he was, like, uncomfortable with just interaction with other humans was how uncomfortable he was whenever the Fab Five, like, ambushed him. Mm-hmm. He was walking his dog.
Beautiful dog.
I don't know who's more hairy, him or the dog. But
well, the dog sheds the hair,
and then Neil just collects it on his forearms. Yeah. He just collects it.
I guess so.
And he was really uncomfortable, and he was a big bear, but you could tell he had like a good heart from the moment they like started interacting with him. I think
I like that he used comedy to cope a lot throughout the episode, which is fun. It's better than being really like grumpy and grinchy and standoffish. At least he was trying to make the best of it.
Yes.
Somewhat warm and welcoming in a weird way. Mm-hmm. But by the end, you see he totally opened up to them.
Yeah, and he made really funny jokes.
Yeah.
Some of them really dirty. I appreciate them.
He did. He was a really funny guy. Yeah, and then whenever they finally brought him to, or whenever he finally brought the guys to his apartment, was it apartment or townhome? I don't know.
I think he said he owns the house, and the bottom floor was where they work on the app. The next two floors were where he lives.
I did not catch that.
I didn't catch that either, and I watched it
and
twice.
And that house was
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was. He walked into the house, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I love a brick wall.
An exposed brick wall.
I just want to do stand-up in front of it. Yeah. I just want to grab a mic and be... But I do love a
brick wall. Patio.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous.
The patio's great, and we're going to talk about that big black deck later, but those glass, like, bricks that he had in his bathroom, the bathroom was awesome. There's something about, like, glass brick that just says rich. Like drug money. Like drug money rich.
my dentist office as a kid used to have those. Where they painted the grout black, and they're like, see, it just changes everything.
Yeah.
So I just I don't think rich.
Yeah, I think of my Aunt Peggy's bathroom where she had fake leopards in it.
Oh, okay.
But that's what...
Maybe I just have a different idea of rich. But, like, point being, even going back to what I said earlier, like, he had good potential in his space. Like, Bobby was clearly so excited to be here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw from the start, like, he was a great guy. He had a great sense of humor. He had a great house, which is what I was missing from last week whenever... Like, what was the guy's name? I'm forgetting his name. The first episode
Tom?
Guy.
Tom? Was it Tom? What was his name?
I think so.
I just felt like he didn't have enough potential. Like, he was a great guy. But then this guy, Neil, he had the ingredients. And, like, all the Fab Five were, like, just loving it and waiting to just get in there.
Well, you might think that has something to do with his age and being set in his ways, that Tom is just like, okay, I'm used to my recliner. I just want to come home and sit in my recliner.
Yeah.
And this guy's... in the mode of, I'm developing an app, I need to redevelop my life situation.
Oh. I mean, because he was... So, to give everybody... I mean, I was about to say, if you didn't watch the show, but you should have, because we're spoiling the
heck
out
of it. We're an after show.
Yeah, we're an after show.
We need to watch that show and then come watch us.
He's like a Silicon Valley guy. He's developing it. He develops an app. He's always working. So
in Atlanta.
He's all four of the cast of Silicon Valley.
He really is. He's all four of them put together. And then he also said that he... like, just chooses the same outfit to wear. Mm-hmm. This is the outfit for the day, mother darling.
Yes.
That's a great Gardens reference. And if you get that, you're super gay and I loved you. But anyway.
It goes great with the skirt and the scarf.
The scarf, yes. Charles. Charles
too
and I are queens
me.
Of
too
a feather.
Gay, sorry.
So anyway, but he wears the same clothes because he said that he wants to spend time being creative.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking on creative stuff. So that just blew my mind.
Well, and the ultimate clapback
Wouldn't
of the
he
episode.
Smell?
Well, maybe, but the ultimate clapback was when Tan said, like, when Neil was like, well, Steve Jobs does it, and he wears the same thing every time, and Tan was like, yeah, Steve Jobs looks really sharp, and the guy was like, I guess you're right, because this guy doesn't look very good, and, okay, I've thought about this whole concept of, like, wearing the same thing every day, so you, like, free up space in your mind to be creative, and it's like, okay, if you're really smart and really, like, adept, then maybe you just have the capability to make those choices every day and look sharp in addition to, you know, being sharp in your professional life. I'm just saying. It's just called laziness.
My boyfriend would never let me do it anyway.
Really?
He had to have to change. I can't do it.
And sometimes, like, I do understand what he's saying. Like, sometimes it is easy to, like, kind of wear the same thing every day. But
define same thing.
Like,
I wear a t-shirt every day. It's a different shirt, but it's a t-shirt.
No, I will wear a comic book shirt every day. I'm really... by my boyfriend.
See, you have your, like, comfort zones.
You have your brand.
You have your brand, and your brand is...
But there's different things on the shelf. Yeah.
Well, I'm not roasting you, by the way.
No. But speaking...
Oh, it's going to get deep this season.
I
feel it coming.
You feel it come. The shade is real here on the Queer Eye panel. So what did we think? We mentioned it a little bit. So we've talked a lot about, like, Neil kind of his appearance. I mean, he's got this huge mane of hair, this big beard. He said it's been long like that for like 10 years.
He had a great line about, I thought it'd look really cool, but TSA and girls really don't think so.
Really don't think so.
TSA.
And my mom, don't think so.
Oh, yeah. And let's talk. There was a lot of talk before we even met his mom. A lot of pressure just, they talked about his mom. Like, well, let's talk about it. That kind of, that way, they go into his house and like his house was... it was just a mess. I mean, it was just, it looked like a frat party, but not like something.
It looked
hot
like you
happened.
Hadn't cleaned after the frat party.
Yes.
You're talking about Neil's disaster. House, Neil's?
Yeah.
Well, I was surprised by the amount of hair. Like, whenever they said, like, all the hair, I was like, okay, maybe there's some dog hair. But then they zoomed in to the clumps, and I'm talking clumps, people.
There was a lot of hair.
Clumps of hair. All over the carpet.
Everywhere.
In the corner.
In the
on
couch.
The stairs.
Is that just the breed of dog, or because it's a dog with white hair? That
no,
it's
I don't know.
Like,
more.
If you have a dog, you got to know how to take care of the dog and take care of its hair.
Especially in Atlanta, that dog's hot. So you got to...
Yeah, it's shedding a lot
of
hair.
You got to do things. That's shedding. Why I got a non-shedding dog. And I kind of laughed pretty hard with just Karamo in the shower. Just, and he was spraying, like, toilet bowl cleaner on the shower.
Yeah, he was just like, whatever
disgusting.
That place was really rancid.
Do either of your showers look like that?
No. The one that always
the inside
to clean
of my ear.
You always have to clean
like
the shower.
Yeah, my wife doesn't do bathrooms, so I'm like,
oh, you're that guy,
I'm the bathroom guy.
So are you always? And also, I don't think women like to do bathrooms because women's hair sheds everywhere.
Oh
in a bathroom.
Yeah, I had to unclog the sink. It was the most manly thing I ever felt I've done in my life.
Done in your life. You had to use the forearm strength and just came up like a monster. Yeah, no, the apartment was nasty. It
How
was
long
narsty.
Have you been married, James?
I've been married for a little over a year, but we were together for almost 10.
Okay, so James is our relationship advice expert on here.
Yeah.
Because I've only been in a relationship for 3.
And so. I've only been in a relationship for never.
Well, you know, you're waiting for Anton.
Anthony! Yeah, I am waiting for... Listen, obsession is a not attractive thing, but honesty is attractive, so... I'm hoping that my honesty toward my obsession for Anthony like balances things out and he starts to see things my way. I'm just
maybe I don't know if his boyfriend would.
He has a boyfriend?
He does.
Okay, we're moving on.
Now, but I will say this episode showcased a Tan. It's Tan or Ton?
Tan.
Tan a lot. Tan is really handsome, by
he
the
is,
way.
He is handsome.
Good Lord, he's pretty. Yeah. But I really enjoyed those moments of, well, just as a white guy from Oklahoma, I don't know a lot about Pakistani or Indian culture. And so I didn't even know that Neil had this thing called a dowry.
Dowry
right?
box. Yeah.
In my family, they call it a hopeless chest.
In my family, yeah.
Oh, we do have hope chest back where I'm from.
Yeah. In my family, they call it a goat.
A goat. But goat. So what was all, I don't, but so, but it looks like our hope chest has like a blanket your grandma Hazel made you, you know what I mean? But this looks like it looked like something from Prince of Persia, like a gold.
Has some good stuff in there.
Right? So I guess they keep like jewelry and stuff. I don't know. Yeah. I don't.
That's really how Tan like kicked off his whole working with Neil is to like get a hold of his culture and like where he came from and what his background is and maybe why he's so resistant to be this like kind of suave, cutting edge app guy is like because he has such a traditional background. So like whenever he went into the closet, he was like, I actually do see some good stuff in here. And he started really relating to the straight guy in the closet. Symbolism, y'all.
See the metaphor. See the so they had a lot of work to do, obviously. But before we get into that, y'all have some work to do if here at AfterBuzz. Because if you want to have fun, if you want to learn, and you want to grow in all areas of your life, for those of you who do, we have the podcast for you, Sugars. It is called Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. She's in the studio today, actually. I saw her.
Hey, Maria.
And it's hosted by our own AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. So Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrities and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. Maria talks about health and wellness, career, relationships, finances, even more. And so we just...
I love those podcasts.
I do too.
I love those whenever I'm driving to work, especially on a Monday morning. It's because like,
get you going.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to be here. But then whenever I listen to like a positive, uplifting podcast, like RuPaul's podcast is great, but like this one is amazing too. It's just,
it
makes me feel like...
It's kind of entertainment and fun.
Yeah, it makes me feel like, you know what? I don't want to do it, but I got to do it. Because I'm a grower, not a shower.
You are.
Me
you
too.
You are a grower.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get into that later.
Oh, Lord. For once, I didn't say something inappropriate. This is why I love Charles on the panel. But still, if you're interested, let Maria be the big sister for you and on her show. You just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it's free, Sugars. And be sure to rate and comment, leave 5 stars. And when you do, let Maria know that the Queer Eye panel from AfterBuzz sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. We want to thank them again because for Maria and Kevin, we would not be here right now. So let's talk about our kind of second. Let's get into it. What kind of work do the guys have to do? Yeah. What were they?
A lot of work.
A lot of work.
Get into
we didn't
the
even really talk about.
They had to break down these walls. Number one, like so many barriers from him not wanting to take care of his outer appearance to him keeping people away to not wanting to clean his apartment and have people over. They were saying he's had friends for 15 years that had never seen the inside of his place.
That's crazy to me.
That makes you wonder what they're hiding.
Yeah.
What kind of bodies are in... Yeah, what are in the fridge?
Yeah, what's in the fridge? And according to Anthony, not much. Well, what was in his fridge? I'm like, oh, he said he found good ingredients. But we'll
like a...
He said he had a great assortment of things to cook with.
Like, he was like, you have a dehydrator! Probiotics! These keep me super regular! I love how excited Anthony was in the kitchen, because he was like, you have a great blender, you have a nice juicer, you just have all this stuff, but you don't use it.
You love him so much.
Listen,
don't we all?
So we do. Great. He's really handsome.
I do. I like Anthony. I think he's a likable guy.
He's adorable.
But again, like, I keep coming back to it. This guy, Neil, has all the potential. Like, he has literally the ingredients. He has the apartment. He has the cookware.
He's got a nice body.
The good body.
He's a little soft in the middle. I love soft in the middle.
He has a great shape. Like, he has a good frame. And
Nice shoulders.
Yeah. Anthony noticed it whenever he went in the kitchen. Tan noticed the good clothes when he went into the closet. And, like, he has a lot of hair, a lot of stuff to work with.
But he has something to work with.
He has something to work with. Yeah. And, like, culture, you got to be cultured. I mean, he's an app developer. He's smart. He's savvy. He's with it. So I liked that whole aspect of it. Like, he clearly has some stuff to work with.
And he has a nice place that looked like a 80s frat house. But I have to say, let's give some props to Bobby, because I felt like this was a great makeover, right?
It was. Oh, yeah. It was. And honestly enough, whenever they were doing, like, the plans, you know, when they go back to the loft and they, like, plan out what they're going to do, like, they give their little, like, tidbit on how they're going to help the guy. I saw, like, I was kind of reading Bobby for doing this, but, like, Bobby was looking through all these color swatches. I noticed that he, like, circled black, like, the color black. He, like, circled it three times. I'm like, okay, if black is, like, a color that you want to use, do you really have to circle it to remember? Like, I would.
It's its process.
I would feel like circling, like, you would circle,
sure,
like,
those
a sea
PAs
foam.
Don't screw anything up.
Yeah, don't mix up the black with the seafoam green. Don't mix up the black with the, you know, coral color. It's black.
Exactly.
So I thought that was funny.
And so I know that so Tan says that his mission, he wants to help his fashion, but he wants to include some of the things that he had. Anthony just wants him, again, it's like it's already there. He wants him just to, like, kind of re-up his old cooking game. And obviously, Jonathan wants to trim that hair.
He wants to find the prince under that Sasquatch.
Yes.
Like in Man in the Iron Mask, when they take the mask off and they cut Leo's hair. And they're like, oh, look, you're beautiful.
And that was
oh, my God, Leonardo DiCaprio. It's the whole time.
It was great that, I remember watching that movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was great, too, with, I think Jonathan, he's, at least we're seeing so far, he really does a good job, I think, getting people to kind of open up. Like, after he cut his hair and then Neil gave him a hug, Jonathan's face made me teary a little bit.
Jonathan was, like, really into it. And, like, you really kind of have to open up with a guy like Jonathan, because it's almost a disservice. Because when you see a guy living his life as openly and as freely and as positively unique as Jonathan, it's like you're almost disrespecting him if you don't, like, do it a little bit yourself. Like, if you stay so closed off, you're almost saying to Jonathan's face, like, yeah, you're living openly, but it really doesn't make a difference, like, when it comes to me, because I'm still going to continue, like, living closed off. Jonathan brings that out of people, I think.
He just spreads his fun.
Yeah,
like,
he does. He's
being
joy.
Around him, you're just like, okay, yeah.
Who's your favorite? We talked about
He's definitely
my
favorite.
Oh, he is, Jonathan.
For sure.
Oh, definitely.
Jonathan's
definitely
my favorite, too. I mean, I talk about, like, I'm crushing on Anthony, but Jonathan really is, like, the heart of the show, I think.
Maybe it's because I wish I had long, luscious hair like he does.
Yeah, his long hair looks great.
Well, we can make a lace front happen. We can have a lace front moment.
Do you know what lace front means?
I don't.
Well, you
I'm
will.
I'm guessing it's a wig.
Hashtag straight pants. Yeah, lace. It's a wig. Lace front wig. It's a good one.
Yeah.
There's a thing I talked about, because there's all this talk about people donating their hair to kids for cancer wigs. But if they did locks for my love, where, like, my wife would cut her hair and then I could have that cool comb over that Brad
locks
Pitt had
for
in,
my love.
In Fury. That I don't need much hair to have the thing that Brad Pitt had in Fury that all the dudes wore
locks
for, like, 5 years.
For my love. Yeah, that is great.
Thanks.
That's great. Well, maybe at the end of this whole process, you'll be donning some bright red Matt Marr hair.
That's
maybe
true.
Matt Marr will
maybe
will
we
do
can
a,
make you a ginger sugar.
Yeah.
Karamo loves a ginger. He does.
We all love gingers.
Yeah.
I do.
Thanks. So, yeah, some people are scared of them.
Well,
I've met people that are like, my grandma used to tell me, y'all are from the devil.
Well, are you?
And I'm like, well, I'm also a big homosexual, so I'm burning up sugar.
Party in hell, y'all.
Party in hell. Plus one.
It's fire.
Plus one. A little aside, too. I love, too, when they were trying to change things in the apartment, and And Jonathan does like the little crocodile hunter with the dog.
Oh yeah,
that was great. Because his outfit was a good perfect moment.
And it was a good Australian accent. Yeah. That's hard to do.
Great. It was a good moment.
That was really hard to do.
I'm going to back away.
Jonathan changed the hair, and then Bobby wants to just change up and really bring that patio to life. Because I think Neil, he said, was a guy who starts things and kind of doesn't finish them.
Yeah. That was a good, I mean, there was a lot of potential there, and that deck was amazing. And like he was.
Beautiful deck.
Yeah, beautiful deck. It huge. Was a big black
big,
deck.
Beautiful black deck.
It was a little bit, you know, it needed some love and comfort. Yeah, it needed some manicuring. And it needed to be zhuzhed.
It needs to be zhuzhed, as Carson Kressel would say.
Yeah, Bobby was there to zhuzh the deck.
Yes, 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 yes. So they, and then, let's see, we talked about what Anthony
well,
wanted
to do. Well, he had to move his bedroom, right? He was sleeping in the living room. I'm like, what are you doing in here?
You're catching things about this episode.
Did
we watch the same episode?
Yeah, right? Because he's like, I like natural sunlight when I wake up in the morning. And I'm like, when the sun comes up, you just wake up. And he's like,
I was looking at Anthony.
See,
sorry.
If you're not gay, you get so much more of the show because you're not
really
distracted by hot guys.
This is why we need a straight perspective. It was like, this episode wasn't about a guy named Neil.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Like, this is what happens when you have gay DD, James.
It's so funny if you guys are like, there's a dog?
Yeah, there was a dog.
Yeah, so we talked about Tan, Anthony, we talked about Jonathan. Karamo was about breaking down those walls.
Because it's a metaphor for life.
As soon as I brought this up, I could see your arms cross, or as soon as we came towards you, I could see your arms cross.
And well, and I feel like the arms crossing thing, like that's the one piece of body language that everybody knows. It's like, just because you're, like, maybe I'm cold. Like, maybe
no,
I'm not
closed
off.
The way he, you could see, though, the way he did
no,
it.
No, it was true with him. I just had to, like, point out.
Right. I thought that, you know, at first I was like, why the hell are they boxing? Why are they, because I'm, look.
Oh, yeah. Why did they box?
I'm a chub guy who's out of shape. I would have thrown up on TV. Like, I was feeling
thing.
For you, because that is hard. But then it really kind of hit home when Anthony was like, this is the first time I've seen you make eye contact for over, like, 5 minutes with someone ever. And so
it brought him out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, as like putting on a quote on my little therapist hat, I have to say there's like, I hope that Neil like not only uses this to catapult exploration of his life and kind of, because I think there's some layers of onions that he could peel to probably release some anger and some things like that. Maybe I don't know your life, Neil, but there could just be, you know, an opening up. Because that's the thing with opening up. You don't ever stop up. You're always trying to open up to more things.
Yeah. Well, there had to be something to keep him closed off for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
That he has to get out now.
And, you know, maybe I thought in this episode it had to do with his traditional culture. Because Tan noticed it. Neil said it multiple times, like, traditional culture. And I'm not sure, like, how much. I mean, there's a lot of history there that they probably didn't go into, but I didn't know how much, like, their family approved or didn't approve of this, like, techie app, slightly alternative career path that, like, Neil had. So maybe that's why he was closed off, is because he was kind of closing himself off from fully going down the road that he knew his family would be, like, kind of disapproving of. So whenever, like, Karamo brought Neil and Anthony to the boxing ring, it took Neil totally to the left and was like, hey, this is an analogy for your app life, for your career. Like, we're going to go into this boxing ring where you've never been, where you don't have any historical ties to, and you're going to just do it. And he did. And then, like, at the end of it all, he was better for it, and he was more open and more willing to be, like, malleable and vulnerable with Karamo and Anthony.
Yes.
Yeah, because at the beginning, whenever they're going to the boxing ring, it was like, why are they boxing? What is going on? And then at the end, you know, a lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
Which is, yeah, I liked it.
Well, we hope a lesson that our people learn is iTunes.
Because if there's one thing I love, it's a good iTunes moment. And if there's another thing I love, it's 5 stars on iTunes moment. And if there's a third thing I love, it's shout outs. So if you go to iTunes and leave us 5 stars on this episode, you listen to us on iTunes, give us 5 stars. We might shout you out on this episode. We might call you out. Thank you personally for giving us gays and the one straight here 5 stars on iTunes. And we're available on iTunes. All these AfterBuzz episodes are available on iTunes. So
I love that. We will call them out in a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Oh, maybe if you leave us 5 stars, we'll stalk your social media and give you some Queer Eye tips.
If you look like Anthony, he's going to stalk you. And if you look like Karamo, I'm going to know everything about your life.
It's going to be like a running theme. I never should have mentioned that I was crushing on Anthony, because now it's going to be like a running thing.
Oh, it's okay.
I don't mind it.
I fully have crushes on people. And if you're watching the YouTube, be sure to leave comments on the YouTube. We often forget to talk about it. Because we read that. Let us know if there's something we missed. Shade us, like us, whatever.
I tweeted, I said, please make fun of me, because if there's one thing I love, it's iTunes 5 stars, shout outs, and being made fun of.
Oh, man, you're calling on the thunder.
Oh, be careful. The Arrow panel makes fun of me. Listen, all the time.
The Arrow panel?
Arrow panel. Oh, they too, but I like it.
I like it.
So let's jump in. So this happened. So all of this, Neil's working towards, he's having like an app release party in his home, and his mother's coming, his friends are coming, Ben. Can we talk about Ben? Oh my God.
Oh man,
Ben. His eyes are like
dreamy.
Even James can see how dreamy his eyes were.
He was like he looked like a young Derek Jeter.
He looked like a new Matt Maher boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like. Ooh.
Or a potential Charles Conley boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus.
Or someone
take
I would
wheel.
Just call my friend.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Or that too, James.
Also, there was like a lot of really attractive guys.
There were. Ben, again, Karamo and Jonathan were calling it out.
They were like, how many hot guys is this party?
He had a lot of friends. Yeah, he did look like a Derek Jeter. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, KDD got distracted. Back to Neil.
Yeah.
So they're all coming over. Okay. Not to shade your love a little bit, but.
Oh, okay.
Really? Grilled cheese at a party? Why are we making grilled cheese? Ina Garten, I watched Barefoot Contessa religiously, and she even says when you go to a party, you do not want to be standing over a stove making like individual things for people.
No, he said he would pre-make it.
He had it prepped so that he could just throw them on the grill.
It's just, this is why people...
Don't hate on Anthony, y'all.
And because he cut his finger.
He did cut his finger. That was kind of like a moment. But Anthony wants to keep things simple for his subjects, because cooking is an intimidating thing. Cooking and being in the kitchen, working with ingredients,
you know what?
Is
but
intimidating.
A cheese plate would have been just as good.
To be fair, it was high quality cheese.
It was
a nice grilled cheese and nice bread. It wasn't like two Kraft singles slapped together on some Wonder Bread.
I know.
No, it was nice. I'm just saying, when I have a dinner party, I don't want to be over a stove like so, I once did a breakfast thing, and I was like, oh, I invite my friends over, and I decided I was gonna make
a quiche.
I was gonna make pancakes and omelets each, and I realized everybody sat and eat while I'm like freaking cooking like
pancakes.
10, 12 omelets. They're done eating. I'm exhausted from standing. This is not what you do. Instead, I just bake a breakfast casserole.
Oh, yum.
And it's done. You know what I mean? It's like, so. I'm
okay, but would
judgy.
You have been more pleased with a breakfast casserole?
Yes,
or a casserole?
I love a casserole. I'm white trash.
A casserole.
I love a casserole.
Think about your friends and how much they appreciated the fact that you cooked
like,
them.
You were sitting
there. And slaved over a stove for them while they all got to enjoy their breakfast.
But you didn't get to enjoy it.
But I didn't have a breakfast buzz and I was pissed.
Yeah, true.
Mimosa.
Okay.
Mimosa.
I think that the grilled cheese was a good idea because he kept it simple. He kept it hetero. All hetero people love a grilled cheese. It's just honest.
It's true.
And he said, like, you can amp up what you already have, which is like stringing back to what this whole episode is about. Just amping up what you
already have.
You know? You don't have to shave your beard all the way off. Just trim it down a little bit. You don't have to cut your hair. Just make it a little shorter. You don't have to get rid of all of your style. Just zhuzh it a little bit. And you don't have to have 2 Kraft singles on Wonder Bread. Just get the olive bread with the Gruyere and the this and the that and the meat and stuff.
But even more than Tom last week, he did everything that he wanted him to do.
He did.
Mom was a success. She's slightly shaded and basically said, I never thought you would do this, but it looks great.
Yeah.
So, and we take for the picture if you're looking on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
He looks great.
Before looks like a wanted poster.
He really looks like a Game of Thrones character.
Yeah.
And now he looks like...
He looks like
a hotter Game of Thrones character.
Now he looks like someone that's like, yeah, I develop apps.
Yeah, the before picture looks like he's an extra on Game of Thrones. The after picture looks like he's the lead in Game of Thrones.
The lead in Game of Thrones.
I should probably watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. I don't watch it.
Overall, a great episode.
My favorite part or line in this episode was when he's having the party and everyone's there, and he's like, "If you see any brown people, they're my family. They're my family. Say hello."
He's so funny. Okay, so now let's talk about some. Let's do a news first. Let's talk about some news and some gossip. Okay, It's so intense. It's like, we're going to tell you news and you're going to listen.
Investigative journalism.
It's true. So, I pulled this for you, Charles, because a lot of you don't know, but do you know that now Anthony is now a model for Hanes underwear?
What?
If you don't know, now you know. I've been new about this.
Have you seen the picture then?
Yeah, I've seen the picture. It's my background on my phone. Not really, but Leon, actually, who is not with my background is my dog. But Leon, actually, who is not here this week, DM'd me the picture of Anthony in his Hanes underwear. And let me just say, for a guy who's in the kitchen eating constantly, how do you get that body, yaddy? That's like corporate money.
He doesn't eat a lot. And I do want to tell you that that's how I learned he has his boyfriend, because his boyfriend's the one who took the picture for the modeling campaign.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like his boyfriend works for Hanes?
I don't know if he works for Hanes. Boyfriend's like a photographer. God, if you want to see that picture.
Oh my God, why do you have to do
this? Look at those abs.
I mean.
I'm not looking. I can't.
I mean, I like that he kind of has
smirk.
I like that he has beefy legs. I don't like skinny legs on a guy. I mean.
Oh my God.
I'm.
Why y'all gotta do this
to me? I know. I'm like, woo. You know, I'm giggling in places I shouldn't giggle.
Look how
we gotta
like,
move on.
Look how like relaxed. Where's that hand? I don't know where the hand is. What he looks how relaxed.
Are
he
my
is.
Fingers crossed behind my Are back? My you don't know.
You know what he's telling me with his eyes? He's saying, Charles, I might have a boyfriend, but an exception can be made.
Exception.
You're
can.
His hall pass.
I'm a side hoe.
I feel like you've probably been there before.
No, I haven't. I have not. I'm a clean Christian.
There's
boy.
Nothing wrong with cooking another man dinner.
That's true.
You know, you could have dinner with another man.
In their bedroom. And, okay, so let's talk about our segment, right? We got our segment. We're going to be doing this every week, and it's called Where Do We Gay From Here?
Mm.
We're gonna get some music for that. I just thought of that right now.
Where Do We Gay From Here?
Love that. Yes, ooh. It's intense. Where Do We Gay From
We're
Here?
Going,
so
or
So this
we
is
gay?
A segment. It's just kind of like our takeaway. Each of us, our one little takeaway of kind of where do we go from here? Where do we gay from here? So, Charles, where do we gay from here?
Well, my personal where do we gay from here, other than the grilled cheese moment, because I don't eat enough grilled cheese, but my where do we gay from here moment from this episode is whenever Jonathan says at the end, you can't dull pain without also dulling happiness and joy and connection.
Mm-hmm.
And being a gay man, like, whenever I was closeted, I mean, Matt, you might be able to attest to this as well. You block off a lot of who you are.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you really want to control what you project to the outside world. And that results in, dulling your emotions. Dulling all of you. And Jonathan, I think, and all those guys have real insight into that. So my where do we gay from here is not dulling my sadness. Because it might be a quick fix, but in the long run, it's going to dull all the other good things about me.
Wow, love that.
That was deep.
That was deep
for just coming up with a segment on the fly.
That
real
was
quick.
Deep. James, where do we get from here?
How deep?
I would say,
wow,
that deck deep. Probably making the most of what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely that, and making sure your quarters are clean and you can invite people over and being inviting and letting people share.
And use that big black deck.
Yeah.
Use that big
why
black
not?
Deck.
Why not? Don't let it go to waste.
No, why not? That should never go to waste.
Definitely.
That actually is my where do we gay from here, is that I loved when he got up and thanked all of them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like Jonathan and Bobby were almost crying. And because what I love that he said, as a therapist, people come to me all the time and they say, I need to talk about all the stuff that's wrong in my life. I need to talk to you about my problems and fix my problems. And one thing I do, just the type of therapist I am, I actually dissect what's going well in their life as well, because it lets me find out their strengths. And I think that's basically what he was saying. I thought this week was going to be about everything I'm doing wrong, everything that's wrong about my life. But instead it was about like you both were saying, bringing out what I already have, what I'm already doing well, that I just needed to like have more confidence to bring out. And I think that's just such important for all of us. If you're unhappy in your life, or if you feel overwhelmed by all the stuff you have to do or that's not right, focus on the things you've done and the things you've accomplished. And mm-hmm. I think it gives you then the empowerment to actually succeed and do something.
Yeah. And if you have an exposed brick wall, paint it black.
Paint it black.
Paint it black.
Paint it black, everybody. So that is it this week. We're going to be back for next week. Actually, you and I are going to be out of town next week.
I'll be gone.
So I think,
Anthony, sorry you won't see me.
Anthony, yeah. So you won't see us next. Well, we'll be here. We're going to get some other people to come.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's still going to happen. So be sure to be here next Sunday at 6 o'clock Pacific.
This next episode was deep. The cop.
Oh
yeah, that was
this episode. Oh, I'm so sad I can't be here to talk about that episode because my brother is a cop. It's all I want.
I sometimes have fantasies about cops.
Wow. Okay. So we're wrapping up. So predictions for next week. Do we think that Neil is gonna keep it up?
I think he'll keep the appearance up and the outfit up. Hopefully his Ramba doesn't die and it'll get rid of all that dog hair because those things keel over pretty quick.
Well, and you know, I have one friend who had a dog and their dog crapped on the floor and then the Roomba just picked up the crap and spread it all
really?
Over the house. Yeah, that's what
that's awful.
So when he got that, terrible. I'm like, ooh, that's going to be in bad.
That is terrible. I hope his app is successful.
Yeah, I hope it is too. My prediction, I think that he is going to take, of all five guys, I think that he's probably going to take the grooming as opposed to all of the other ones. Because I can see him, like, if I had to pick one that I think that he's going to take, I think it's going to be the grooming thing. Because everybody received him so well, and yeah.
Yeah. I think he's going to cook.
You think he's going to
cook? Yeah, I think he's going to keep cooking. And we have some Instagram photos of him now to see. Oh!
See?
Oh!
Looking sharp.
Looking even sharper, honestly.
Oh, my God.
He, like, kind of did the hair like a Dapper Dan hair. Oh.
Look, he looks like a little bit of a rockabilly kind of
gig. Yeah, and he cleaned up his beard even more. He looks good.
He looks really good. So, okay, maybe, the wardrobe.
I don't know about that
Neil.
One.
Hello.
I'm not feeling that one.
He's just feeling himself.
Panic at the Disco.
You know,
yeah,
probably.
Definitely the emo.
Look. You know, he has a girlfriend who made a lace front wig, and he just wanted to look like what it would look like if he wears it.
Locks for my love.
See, that guy's dateable. The guy with the beard and the hair and the not hugging and the same thing every day was not, I don't think it was dateable.
Yeah, it's just different sides. Like, the first picture we saw of him now, that's like, oh, you're so cute, I want to give you a hug. That hair, the hair in front, bringing him like, okay, let's have sex.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just different looks.
The first one says, I'm going to be your husband. The second one says, I'm going to tie you up.
Yeah, I'm going to be your daddy.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
I'm learning so much.
James is going to learn so much on this show. As all of you, hopefully you're watching Queer Eye. If you're not, then well, you know what? Some people just watch us and don't watch the show, but you should watch the show. It's really good. And, yes, we will be back next week. And so, everybody, tell everybody where they can find you, Charles Connolly.
Hi, guys. I'm Charles Connolly. And, I should say bye because we're ending the episode. But you can find me at Charles Connolly on Twitter and Instagram, and I do really fun stuff on there, like tweet and Instagram.
James,
follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth.
Ooh.
At what?
Jimbo in the Booth.
Jimbo in the Booth.
Jimbo. From when I used to work here, I was in the booth.
In the booth.
In the booth. Yeah, and all these links too are on the little YouTube you'll see. And you can follow me at TheMattMar. 2 T's, 2 R's. You can catch me on the Arrow panel. I'm starting Southern Charm and Southern Charm New Orleans. And you can go to mattmar.tv and find my Riverdale podcast. So that's it, everybody. We will see you next week.
Bye, Anthony.
Carry on.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.